awesome. Thanks, mate. Wonderful. Thanks, Ainsley. And thank you for the invitation this morning. It really means a lot. This was my first church, but I've been away for 30 plus years. So it's just awesome to come back. And our key Bible verse for the morning is in Joel 2. And my first song is a paraphrase of that part of the Bible you may know, where it talks about God restoring the wasted years or repaying the stolen years. So the context is Israel's been through an incredibly tough time, but God promises restoration. And as I travel around with my music, I see so many people going through tough times, whether they're Christians or not. A lot of people going through challenges. But God's heart is towards restoration and healing. And that's really my theme for this morning. And you can follow the words through. This is called Stolen Years.
Return to me with all your heart, for I am gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. Autumn rain and in the spring, abundant showers I will bring. Good grain, new wine, pure oil for your soul. And I will repay the stolen years, soothing balm for all your fears. Wipe away every tear. And I will restore the wasted years, sweetest music to your ears. Through the gloom, light appears. I pour out my spirit while your sons and daughters prophesy. Old men dream their dreams, young men see visions. I pour out my spirit now on men and women. I will shout wonders in the heavens and on earth. And I will repay the stolen years, soothing balm for all your fears. Wipe away every tear. I will restore the wasted years, sweetest music to your ears. Through the gloom, light appears. Everyone, call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Everyone, call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Everyone, call on the name of the Lord and be saved. On our mercy, I will do great things. Return to your stronghold, all you prisoners of hope. Turn to your stronghold, all you prisoners of hope. Return to your stronghold, all you prisoners of hope. Twice as much will I restore to you. Twice as much will I restore to you.
Thanks. Thank you so much. As I was singing that line about the prisoners of hope, it just reminded me of my wife. And I'm sorry she can't be with you this morning. She's an elder in our church in the upper room in Newmarket. And this morning they're praying for a prison ministry. Manasi Latu and his family go out from our church to prison every second week. And she just wanted to be there to bless the family this morning because they do such a great ministry. And Greyfriars, you prepared me well for marriage because I ended up marrying a Presbyterian Scottish lass. So it must have been my training here, Ainsley, to get ready, you know. And she's just a great, great, great lady, my wife. I've brought a book that she wrote with me this morning. If you'd like to know a bit more about it, my wife and about our journey, she's written a book called A Time to Wait. And she looks at different Bible characters and how they often had to wait for God's salvation or God's redemption or God's restoration. And we've had an amazing 25 years of marriage together. It's been an adventure. She's tended to have the real job. So she's a careers advisor and counselor, and I'm a musician. So I'm just so grateful to have a wife. You know about that, bro, eh? You've got to have a good manager. That's the key in this music business. I'm so grateful for Liz. And I think her background, I didn't grow up in the church. So Greyfriars was my first experience of church, coming from a non-Christian family. But Liz was the opposite. She grew up in a great church family and she had this great foundation in Jesus. And it gave her the faith to roll with a guy like me because, man, it's not been the easiest life that we've chosen, but it's been a great adventure. And then she even followed me here to New Zealand, which was an amazing thing. And you'll see in the book, it's only because she tragically lost her parents that we're even here. So they both died in their mid-50s the same year from different forms of cancer. It was 1995, such a tough year for us. And that's the only reason we're here. She would never have left them. But God bounced us back to New Zealand out of that tragedy, and here we are. And this next song speaks about that, the questions we often have about why we have to lose our loved ones. Sometimes the time we have with them is so short. Like I only had my in-laws for 5 years of our marriage, and I missed them terribly because they were believers. They got me. You know, as my parents who are elderly here still don't really understand why I do this. And if you don't believe, then it's nonsense, isn't it? If you don't understand that it's a calling from Jesus, it doesn't make sense. But my in-laws believed in me. My mother-in-law used to have the cassette stacked up on the mantelpiece in Glasgow. It meant so much to me. I'd walk into the lounge and the cassettes were first and foremost. I was like, she believes in me. But thank God they can pray for us. They can watch from heaven and cheer us on. And so this song's called Wonder Why, and written with a wonderful friend of mine in Finland called Anders Liljeström. How many roads, how many miles till we reach our home? How many tears, how many cries, how many wonder whys? We're born and raised to seek our place. We laugh and cry, we live, we die, we fall and rise, both day and night. The minute it all started, it's time to say goodbye. How many lives snatched from our eyes till we reach our goal? How many fears down through the years? How many wonder whys? We're born and raised to seek our place. We laugh and cry, we live, we die, we fall and rise, both day and night. The minute it all started,
time to say goodbye. Goodbye. Doesn't count the value of life by the number of days here on earth. There's eternity, there's eternity. It's a hard road to hoe. As long as we go, it's a hard road home. The twists and the bends, making amends. How many passers-by? We're born and raised to seek our place. We laugh and cry. Both day and night, the minute it all started, the time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
I was saying to Ainsley that I tried to invite a whole lot of the old friends who used to be here with me. So I invited Johnny Moses, Mark Donaldson, Ian Hunter, who else? I made a note here. Gray Patterson, Jeff Gray. They all couldn't make it. I thought, gee, times have changed. But they all meant a lot to me, those ones. Johnny and Mark were at Grammar with me, and they were a year ahead. And they invited me along here. Roger Moses, who was older again, was one of the teachers at Grammar, got me to come to Greyfriars, and it was a really, really meant a lot. And then Gray and Jeff really welcomed me into the band and looked after me. And it was the first, it was the second band I'd been part of. I'd been at one called Grist of the Mill at Grammar, and from fifth form. And there must have been about sixth form I came along, Ainsley, I think, and joined the evening band. And yeah, who would know that out of that I would spend the next 30 years travelling and playing music? So it just goes to show that when our young people come into our midst, you never know who they're meant to be. Never underestimate what God might have for them. And I'll tell you a funny story about Mark Donaldson, because I thought I should track with him and be a doctor. You know, that's the thing to be. You know, it's out of Grammar, you know, you be a doctor, right? So I go through the process of applying and everything. And I apply for the scholarship, which Mark had won. And he said, there's a scholarship you can win, and it's easy. Like, you just tell them that apart from being a minister, being a doctor is a great thing to be, you know. So I had my set answer, and Paul Reeves was on the panel when I went into the room. I thought, give the set answer, you know. So they go, so why do you want to be a doctor? I go, well, apart from being a minister, being a doctor is probably the best way that you can serve people. Paul Reeves said, rubbish. I was like, oh, thanks, Mark. You won the scholarship by saying that. I say it, and I'm out. And I missed med by 2 marks. Can you believe that? 2 marks out of 500. But God didn't want me to be a doctor. Here I am singing his songs and no regrets. I do miss the salary that those doctors get. But apart from that, singing his song is what was my calling. And can you imagine if my parents, who had great ambitions for me, took me to Grammar, bought in zones so I could go to Grammar. Can you imagine their thoughts when I left? I actually studied in engineering but left it. And did this. Poor parents, I mean, you know, when you don't, again, if you don't have a faith, a decision to walk away from a wealthy career is madness. But you, those of you who are believers here, you know it's not madness at all. because there are greater riches in God than we can ever earn in a salary. And it's moments like this. I was born for a moment like this to share with you this morning. And that's of real value. I want you to feel like this morning could be a turning point in your life. Because I've been in meetings like this time and time again over the last 30 years, and I've been changed. And so expect that God's restoration, what he spoke about in Joel those centuries ago, he still has that heart for you even today. There might be situations, a job or a relationship that you just feel is broken and you can't see that it could be healed. But God can do anything. He can do the impossible. And so just as I'm singing, allow him to minister to you. I believe he's here by his spirit to bring healing, to bring faith for that situation. Be prayerful for that person or that situation that's just too much for you. And Jesus says, nothing's impossible for me. So this next song is incredibly special to us. You probably heard that I said that I've been working in Finland a lot. Finland is our main mission nation, which is incredible. Like, why would it be Finland? I mean, I wanted to play in Germany because my dad was there during the war. I wanted to play in France because I love France. I studied French. But God, I sang in both those countries, but no doors ever opened. But Finland, as soon as I went, they loved us and they just adopted us. I've been going there for 22 years. Every year. And now at the last four albums I've recorded are with my friends there. They do it all. I just turn up and sing. And they produce it. And it's the young musicians. I'm like, wow, God, you're good. And this song, I Am Yours, has been a really profound one for us because it relates back to my dad's story in Germany during the war. So my dad's 92, was a prisoner of war. I was talking to some of the brothers about this before. And then at the same time, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a prisoner. Who's read Dietrich Bonhoeffer or heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Incredible. If you haven't read about him, I recommend it. German pastor grappling with the Nazi regime in his country and wondering, what do I do? What do I do to set the people free? And Bonhoeffer wrestled and fought, and then he died just a few days before the end of the war. But he wrote this poem. You've probably seen it, Who Am I? Or I Am Yours. You've probably read it. And he was just looking back on his life because he'd lost everything. Lost his status as a pastor. He was wealthy. He'd lost that. He had a fiance. He'd lost her. He'd lost everything. He was getting mocked by the guards in prison. And all he says at the end is, Jesus, what can I say? I belong to you. You're all I have left. And you're more than enough. He was a world famous pastor. He had the chance to stay in America and not even lay his life down. And the American church said, don't go back. Don't go back. You're like a world-class theologian. We need you to stay and write more books and everything. And he goes, no, I have to go back. Who does that remind you of? Paul said, I have to go back. They said, don't go back. You're going to die. I have to go back. And Dietrich went back and paid the price. But the Nazi regime fell just days after he died. Isn't that amazing? But how would his fiancée feel? I mean, it's just, life is so hard sometimes. And we're not immune as Christians. But Jesus is with us and he's all we need. And so when we get through the chorus of the song, you might like just to echo the simple line, I am yours with me. You can either sing the same note as me or find an octave below or harmony. There must be a harmony coming from my brother here in the middle. But just maybe you'd like to picture Dietrich Bonhoeffer in prison writing these words as we all give our lives to the Lord this morning. Who am I in morning sun ray? Still the same, the end of the day. In between, who will hold sway? Who am I in dead of the night? Dreams of grandeur, endless soul fight. Who am I when shadow come to light? I am yours. I am yours. Only listen to one voice. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Whoever I may be, I am.
Who am I? They often tell me, always fool for flattery. Who am I beyond what we can see? And who am I, this or the other? One thing today, tomorrow another. All emotion, all mastery. I am yours. I am yours. Only listen to one voice. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. I refuse all other choice. I am. I am yours, Jesus. I am yours, Jesus. I am yours. I refuse all the choice. I am yours, and I will close all other doors. I am yours.
Yes. Amen.
One of the amazing things about Dietrich was that when they took him out to hang him, they tried to shame him by stripping him. And he died out in the cold air like that, can you imagine? But one of the German guards looked at him and said, I've never seen a man die like that. And again, who does that echo? Jesus himself, stripped and humiliated. And yet dying in such a way that people couldn't believe the grace. And that's our hero, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Like so many of the martyrs of the faith. And that's recent times. My dad's still alive. He was a prisoner at the same time. It's not that long ago. We can tend to dismiss it. That's, oh, that's the World War II. That's a long time ago. No, it's my dad's life. He was 22 years old. Facing the same fate, probably starvation was my dad's enemy in the last days of the war. And I don't know how my dad got through that without believing. How could you? How could you? How could you live another 70 years and still not know? But for my dad, he said to me in the past, oh, I can't believe there's a good God. What I saw, I wouldn't want to describe to you what I saw. And a lot of young people just traumatized by war. But it's never too late for my dad. And I'm praying for my dad. And actually, it was wonderful. In April, did you see some veterans got an award from France? You might have seen that in the news. They got some old boys together and gave them the Légion d'honneur. And that was huge for our family because 70 years later, France is saying thank you for liberating our country. And my dad had a great story with a resistance family who hid him and then he escaped back to England the first time, second time. Taken by the Germans and prisoner. But we still have a great relationship with that family in France, and that means a lot. And we have great friends in Germany. I'm going to Germany in October, and I have a lifelong friend there, and that's special, because his mum was in the bombing raids that my dad was responsible for. And imagine being a kid in the bombing raid, and yet she's able to forgive my dad, and my dad's able to be her friend. That's awesome, even as non-believers. But how much more, if we have Christ in the center, can we find reconciliation, restoration, forgiveness? I was saying to Ainsley that I could barely make it this morning because my parents are really struggling. They're still living at home, 92, 88, battling away. I have to be there a lot. And then I've got a friend from Grandma Days who's dying, and I'm there three or four times a week as well. So my whole life is about caring at the moment. But I was just so thrilled with the invitation because I thought if I could pull it off, it would do me good, quite apart from hopefully you as well. And but I said to Ainsley, maybe I won't lead the worship because I just can't quite think about that at the moment. You did all that beautifully, team, so it's great. Maybe another time I could do that with you or something. But I'd just like to wrap up with a song called Endlessly. And this ties in with your newsletter. I was really thrilled to see that. Psalm 13, your love never fails. I was excited to see that because, you know, you agonize over the songs you choose. And then when you walk in and see that, you go, okay. And the chorus of the song says, endlessly in your arms, I could stay right here. Your love is unfailing. Your love is unfailing. So let this be a prayer to wrap up everything we've just discussed and thought about, is that even if life is short, we can fall into the everlasting arms. And this is what my friend from grammar's grappling with. He's not a believer in it. He just doesn't know what's on the other side. But as Christians, we know what's on the other side. Unfailing love. I texted him this week and I said, you're falling into the everlasting arms with where there's ever unfailing love. And he knows my songs. So the songs give me something to work with. So when we launched the Northland album, the light blue one, which I'd love you to grab, he came to the launch. And that's why I've done a lot of worship albums, but the last two have been more songs for these kinds of friends and family. Just songs that just make them think about the Lord without necessarily making them sing the words until they believe, you know. So let me wrap it up. We no matter how short life may be and no matter how hard it may be, we're about to fall into the everlasting arms, and there is love unfailing. In the meantime, we can experience it right here. And thank you for this service. I think it's great to see a church doing this kind of service. We need this more. We need this interaction, this community vibe, because the old style isn't working so well, is it? What was good for us, Angela and Mark and I, when we were young, it's just probably not going to cut it this generation. They're looking for something much more kind of where they can kind of just blend in on the edges and make friends. You know, it's all about relationship, isn't it? In our day, you could make an altar call, and I was one of them, just straight down the front. And that can happen still, but I think this community ministry is really important these days. People might not even come to hear your speaker who's going to give the altar call, but they might come to a community function as a starting point. So well done. Huge congratulations to you. And thank you, Grey Friars, for your part in my life. I really mean it. It's a shame that not more of the old crew aren't here to hear that. But if you're talking to them, can you tell them that? Anyone you know who was here in that era, late 70s, early 80s, say a big thank you to them for people like me who are touched by their inclusiveness. You know, just being welcome here. That's what young people need. Belonging, respect, inclusiveness. So you gave that to me and many others. And thank the Lord for the fruitfulness of this church, you know. I just saw it was, the foundation stone said 1916 just up there, you know. And so this is a new church, really, you know, by global standards. It's quite a new church, you know. And just think of all the Lord's done since 1916. And times change, and we have to be willing to roll with the changes. I know it's been tough for you guys. But just thank him for what he's done, and he will surely show you what's next. And we just have to remain open, flexible, because, as I said, my wife signed up for an adventure 25 years ago, and it's not been the easiest life, but man, it's been fun. And that's just the abundant life that Christ promises. So this is Endlessly.
I'm not feeling lonely. Straight to the bone, your love has cut me. The water is wide, I can hear it calling. I'm taking a dive into arms of healing. Endlessly in your arms, I could stay right here. Your love is unfailing. Your love is unfailing. on my shoulders. But you give me grace when I'm tired and broken. The wind whispers round the lullaby of sea breeze. Such a beautiful sound, all this rest you give me. Endlessly in your arms, I stay right here. Your love is unfailing. Your love is unfailing. Endlessly in your arms, I can stay right here. Your love is unfailing. Your love is unfailing.
Amen. Thanks so much. God bless.
Thanks, Dave. That was wonderful. Really lovely. Really special. Actually, really special. Feel like I'm 16 again. Dave has bought some of his CDs for sale and books down there if you're interested in supporting him. Just the table down the back. We'll take up the offering.
While we're taking up the offering, I'd like to express my thanks to David as well for sharing with us. I was quite moved and touched by some of your music, brother. I especially like the how many wonder whys. The minute it all started, was it? The minute it all started, it's time to say goodbye. Yeah, and the fact that we really don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time on this earth, and it can be over very quickly, and so we've got to make the most of it. But as David's theme all the way through there, there's always time for restoration and redemption. And for that, we can give thanks. And we're all servants. And something else that struck me as you were speaking, David. Your prayers will be enough. Your prayers will be enough. And your Father will be there waiting for you. Let's pray for the offering. Lord, we bring this small...